Welcome to the Dave Time Podcasts.
Today, I'm speaking with Ra, the Whiturea Authority, in the third of three conversations on the Māori perspective of the legal humanising of the Whanganui River. And it seems absolutely profound in its quantum leap between two very different qualities of life.
I guess it is a quantum leap if you don't necessarily share the same beliefs.
True.
As Māori.
Yeah.
And if I can, again, take a step back, Dave and I spoke about genealogy and that many Māori believe that we are descended from the gods. And, we have genealogy that...
I understand that, yeah.
...that come from the gods. But if we think about even the land as being a person...
Okay.
...and think about the sky as being a person...
Right.
So when Māori refer to the sky father, Rangi Nui, we are referring to the sky. When we refer to Papa Tuanuku or Mother Earth, we are referring to a person. So that may be difficult to grasp. It may be
My brain just goes into static.
And I guess that's, if I can say anything, is those who... perhaps would like to get a glimpse into the Māori perspective, then I would suggest that you learn the language.
Because, of course, the language is the voice. The language is the spirit. As I speak from my perspective, in recognition of that, that the different churches, the different religions out there that are a part of, that make New Zealand what it is, have got their languages, which are a spiritual expression. And what you're saying is to know the Maori language is to have an appreciation of the spiritual language, which comes from that Maori wordage.
That's exactly
and,
right.
And the breath of life, and out of that breath comes words, and out of that words comes life expression.
That's right. And that's not necessarily just with the Māori culture, but that's with any culture. If you want to learn more about the culture, learn the language. And by doing that, I believe that you will gain a higher understanding of why that particular culture do what they do, and why they say what they say, and why they believe in what they believe.
Wow. Well, pretty intense, right? I must say. I mean, it's sort of like, you feel like you see this little, to use that lovely terminology, the tip of the iceberg. You see this little landmass sitting there, and you look, oh, that's a nice little island. And then you look down underneath, and you go, whoa. There's this great big volcano underneath that has been sitting dormant for a millennium. But we've been talking here about just this article that's come up on the news feed, come up on New Zealand Herald. And it really prompted my thoughts because it was put out by Rachel Smalley, Rachel Stewart, actually. She put an opinion piece out, and it headed it up with the fact that Māori Whanganui's identity status, powerful rejection of tired, white-centric, ownership-first mindset, which is in itself a whole different topic point. But the whole concept was that this river gets its own legal identity, and every racist, anti-abortionist, stock standard dimwit feels affronted. And there are parts of me that are biased. There are parts of me that, as a human being, coming from my Western perspective, I have moments of that where I just go, it does not make sense. But, they've really put it out there in a really good, articulate manner of saying that, of expressing that the Whanganui River has now got legal human status as a legal person. And that's incredible. And on that note, I'll say thank you very much, Ray. I appreciate your time this afternoon. And this is Soul FM with Dave Time.